Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are well this morning and in perfect health and spirit. I pray that your week is off to a good start. And just because it's Tuesday, that doesn't mean you don't have time to make it great. Make it a great start. Remember that death in life is in the power of our tongue and our thoughts. And this morning, I wanted to read to you Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 8. Yesterday evening and this morning, I woke up with the same message of our thoughts and what we were thinking. And the enemy will come in and try to take us off course because of what's in our minds, but we have to stay true to the Word of God and stay true to what He is calling us to do, like it says in Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, Philippians 4 and 8. Be careful. Watch your surroundings. That's something we've heard almost our entire lives. And it doesn't matter where you grew up in. If you grew up in the suburbs or the city, crime, no crime, you should have heard at least one time in your life to be careful and watch your surroundings, because people can creep up on us and turn our joy moments for the worst in an instant. And it could be someone that's coming to cause harm to us, or someone to bring us bad news, someone, toxic people that'll show up who are just joy killers, Debbie Downers. You know, we have to be careful for those people because they can creep in and, again, turn our whole day around. So just, you know, how we're watching in the Asaramans, today I want to remind you to be careful and watch your thoughts, what you're thinking, what's hanging on in your mind. One single thought can make or break you. If you ever pay attention, watch TV, and you see or you hear about someone who harms someone else or even someone who harms themselves in some way, if they try to take their lives or they have and they're no longer here, the initial act happened in their mind before it happened in action. So our mind, our thought process really can take us to the next level. And we have to fight harder to keep our minds at peace than we really do in the world. In the world, it's a battle, but the biggest battle comes in the mind first. And it's truly a battle that's worth fighting and a battle that we know that God is fighting with us. So when thoughts that creep into our mind, we have to remind ourselves if it's not true, if it's not noble or just, if they don't seem pure or of good report, if we can't find any virtue or praise in that moment, we need to take that moment, take some time to be and ask God to clear our mind, renew our spirit. If it helps you, try to remember a scripture, try to remember a quote or a song that reminds you of happy, praiseworthy thoughts. Your mind is your biggest gift, one of your biggest gifts, because really the scripture says that we don't know our heart, but we know our mind. So we can control that and use the Word of God to put us in a right place. It'll be a blessing to us all and to those around us. Father God, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God, waking us up, Lord God, to go out and do your work today, Lord God. Lord God, before we step foot out the door, even if we're in our cars right now, or we've already made it on the job, Lord God, take us back, Lord God, to clear our minds today. Set our minds up in you, Lord God, so that we may follow you and be who you called us to be today, Lord God. Lord God, the enemy is trying to attack our minds with thoughts that we're not worthy, thoughts that we won't make it, thoughts that you aren't true, thoughts that because of all this in the world that you aren't here. Show us who we are in you, Lord God. So despite what our situations look like, what our circumstances may be, what the world may have going on right now, show us, Lord God, who we are in you and what we can be. Clear our minds, Lord God. Free our hearts, Lord God, so that we can do your work and do your will, Lord God. Lord God, show us how to remove, give us the knowledge and the wisdom to remove negative thoughts from our mindset, Lord God. Give us the wisdom, Lord God, so when the enemy tries to creep in, we can shut him at the front door, Lord God. And even if he put his foot through the window, Lord God, we can shut that window, Lord God, where his whole body can't come in, Lord God. Lord God, we know that we're in a world that, Lord God, has so much going on, and our minds do sometimes fall, Lord God, but it's not a sin. We know that, Lord God, so we pray that we won't be so hard upon ourselves, Lord God, so that when these thoughts come in, that you want the sovereign God who can take those thoughts, Lord God, and bring into captivity our minds, Lord God, of peace, of joy, of salvation, of everything that is of you, Lord God. Remove all things that are not of you, Lord God, and show us how will we forget. Show us how when we're caught up. Show us how we can't think of anything else but the negative thought, Lord God. Creep into our hearts and creep into our souls, Lord God, so that we can be strengthened today in you, Lord God. Lord God, this morning I pray for those who need healing. I pray for those, Lord God, who are seeking on the financial blessing. I pray for those who are seeking clarity, Lord God. I pray that you will give them the wisdom and the discernment, Lord God, to make the correct choices, Lord God, and you, Lord God. I pray for the courage, Lord God, for the ones that you are calling today to be a blessing to someone else, Lord God. Let them be a Boaz. Let them be, Lord God, a Naomi, Lord God. Let them be someone to someone today. Let them be Moses and go out and help their people, Lord God. Give them the courage today like never before, Lord God. And when it's all said and done, Lord God, we want to give you the glory. We want to give you the honor. We want to give you the praise with our temples, Lord God. Allow us to be mindful of who we are in you. Remind us who we are. Fill our hearts, fill our souls, fill our minds up today, Lord God. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We give you all the praise and all the honor. It is in Jesus' name we together and humbly pray. Amen. God bless you all. Have an amazing day. Be great, be blessed, be loved. Tap your head, stuff in your head. Tap, you know how if it's a woman, you know what I'm talking about, when you were getting your hair combed as a little girl, and if you didn't keep still, either your hairdresser or your mom or your aunt, whoever it was that was combing your head, would tap your head to tell you to keep still. Give yourself a spiritual tap every now and then to remind your mind to think straight. Think praiseworthy things, noble things, pure things. And fellas, the same for you. Somebody and tap their head once or twice before. Remind yourself of that. Give yourself a spiritual nudge so when the enemy is trying to take over you, that you can tell him to kick rock. Go ahead. Get beneath you. Who God is who you are, because greater is he that is in you that is in the world. Don't forget that, okay? I love you so much. God bless you. Have an amazing day, and I will be back tomorrow, God's willing. Have a great day.